Welcome to Reading Deadly Troubadours, the weekly podcast where I, Brent Thomas, read my novel, Deadly Troubadours. Let's begin, shall we?
Chapter 23, Caradhem Smythe. Look me in the eyes and tell me that you have never heard of Caradhem Smythe. I swears it to you, I ain't never heard the name. The old man looked at the thing at the end of his fists. It was sobbing and crying and smelled like a puddle of piss. It wasn't a man, and wasn't worth his time. Get the fuck away and keep out of here. He gave the thing a shove and watched it scurry off. Maybe it was a rat. He took a drink and scowled. You can't keep running off the customers. Augustus, the bartender and owner, sounded bored to even be saying the words. He had said them too often and knew they would have no effect. He wondered what would be the excuse this time. Doing you a favor. You don't want rats in your bar. That was the closest he would come to an apology. Besides, he had no respect for his elders. Who does anymore? Heh. Smythe's laugh sounded like the cawing of a raven. His fingers dealt another coin on the bar. Fill my glass, Augustus. Caradhem had been a regular patron here since Augustus's father, Vico, had run the tavern. It was actually for him the bar was named, the Dragon Slayer Inn. Back then, Caradhem Smythe had been a renowned hunter of dragons, and the second and third stories of the building had been rooms to rent. But times had passed. Augustus had grown older and started a family, taking over some of the rooms. Vico died, leaving behind a widow, a son, and his bride and three children. There was no room for an inn, but plenty for a tavern. As for Caradhem, it was hard to be a dragon hunter when there seemed to be no dragons left to hunt. Augustus had found peace in the simple act of maintaining a tavern and a family. Smythe had grown bitter that his dreams had vanished with the passing of the dragons. Every few days he would drift into the dragon's lair. It was easier when he was silent and just stared into his glass. It was easy to mistake him for just a regular old drunk. It was on days like today that he was a hassle. In the past, crowds would form to hear the tales of Caradhem Smythe. He was a celebrity, a legend. Now, he was forgotten. Some days he was sullen about being forgotten. On such days, he was quiet and peaceful. On days like today, being forgotten made him angry, and he looked for an excuse to remind whoever was nearby. The offense that had set him off today was the taking of a container of salt nearest him without asking leave. What the fuck was that? Rasped out the old man. The offending party, a young man broad of chest and sporting a thick crop of hair, was surprised by the comment. He didn't want to get into a brawl with an old drunk, but he didn't want to let the comment slide either. It would make him look weak. The fuck was what? He offered back. You just took my salt. Your salt? You weren't fucking using it. Caradhem rose from his seat. He tried to keep the smile from cresting his lips. Just because your dumb fucking eyes doesn't recognize that it's my salt doesn't stop it from being so. But I'll give you a choice. Tell me you apologize. Ask my permission for the salt. I'll let you have the salt. Do that, or I ring your fucking head like it was a bell. Uncertainty had crossed over the young man's face for the first time. Did he really want to get into a bar fight with a crazy old man? Not particularly, but he couldn't see himself begging forgiveness and asking permission. It was just salt and just an old man. Fuck that. But I'll tell you what I'll do. You sit down and shut the fuck up and I'll forget this happened. How's that sound, you old fuck? On the other side of the bar, Augustus shook his head. He knew what was about to happen, just as he knew that there was nothing he could do to prevent it. Old fuck? Boy, you've just insulted Caradhem Smythe. Is that supposed to mean something? There was a flurry of action. The young man felt a blinding pain in his knee, followed quickly by one in his ribs, and then another just in the center of his head. His vision was blurred, and his eyes watered. His pants felt wet. He could hear the old man asking him something about a name, but everything sounded far away. The question was repeated. I swears it to you, I ain't never heard the name. It was the truth. What did the old man want? Things were still out of focus and his head ached. He was being shoved and made wait for the door. He could feel his stomach growing unsettled and desperately wanted to make it outside and into a private alley. Back in the bar, Carradine had just finished telling Augustus that no one respected their elders and had asked for another drink. Normally, this would have cheered him up, having proved that he was more of a man than some young punk. This time, it just made him feel empty. The kid really had never heard of him. Other times, when he had told younger men just who it was that was about to kick the shit out of them, there had been a spark of recognition mixed with fear. This time, there was nothing. Just confusion. He had been forgotten. Fuck, he muttered to the glass in front of him. He felt useless. Fuck. He looked deep into the glass. All he saw was a past that meant nothing to anyone but himself. For the first time, he felt old. He watched the light reflect off his glass. Hours passed. The glass grew dark. He just stared. A few times Augustus came over, but Carradine just waved him off. People came and people went. He just sat there, feeling less important than the seat he was filling. He thought back to the time, last time he had ever seen a dragon. It had been a few years back. Most of the reported remaining dragons were practically on the other side of the earth, but for decades he had heard rumors that there was an ebony nesting in a mountain next to some little asshole of a town. He figured there couldn't be much truth to it. He just couldn't see any dragon, let alone an ebony, resisting the temptation for feeding that a nearby town would offer. Time passed on, and so it seems did the dragons. Then, an old friend had contacted him about testing out a new weapon design. The thing was heavy and loud, but packed a punch that was unbelievable. It filled Carradine with the urge to hunt, an urge strong enough to follow up on the flimsiest of rumors. He sailed to the little asshole of a town, climbed the smoke-covered mountain, cleared the flight mouth of the cave, and made his way to his prey. And there she lay, curled up and sleeping. It would be so easy. He found her head and raised his weapon. But he couldn't go through with it. It was unnatural for the beast to remain asleep with him so close. It should be awakened by his scent alone. Why was it still asleep? He found the reason soon enough. It was trying to warm an egg. But between the high altitude and the cold stone, the dragon wasn't generating enough heat. At least, not for this egg. By the looks of it, the egg likely had some crimson in it. Probably the mate. Crimsons needed a lot of heat to hatch. More than an ebony could generate. He set up camp in the cave. Every day he thought about what he should do. It lay helpless before him. That was the problem. He was a hunter. This was no more a hunt than when a farmer slaughtered cattle or goats. He stayed in the cave for days, hoping that the old girl would wake. It didn't. It just kept sleeping and waiting for a miracle to hatch its child. 2 days after he had exhausted his rations, and a day since his last drink of water, he decided it was time to head back down the mountain. Now he wondered if it would have been better to just die in that cave. There would have been something poetic about the three of them locked together. The egg, waiting for more heat, the dragon, waiting for the egg to hatch, him, waiting for the dragon to wake. It would be unending, and so it wouldn't matter if he was alive or dead. Perhaps he should travel back to that cave and take up his eternal watch. Master Smythe? The voice that broke his reverie was a young one. He was surprised there was someone next to him. He looked over. It was a young Scarlet, complete with shiny red helm and peach fuzz on his upper lip. What? Sir, I need you to come with me. Carradine looked into the young face. It was smooth and lacked any of the lines that age carved in. It was earnest and so fucking young. So the little shit called the Scarlets. Can't even take a beating like a man. The Scarlet opened and closed his mouth a few times, unsure of what to say. No, sir. I don't know anything about that. I've been sent to escort you to the residence of Lord Guard Trin. Carradine looked over and raised his brows. The Lord Guard? What does he want with an old fossil like me? Sir, I think it would be best if you heard it from the Lord Guard himself. Caradhm turned back to his drink. Son, the only interest I have is to sit here and grow old. Maybe die. I haven't decided on that yet. So, if you want me to get off this stool, then you'll have to offer a better reason than a man half my age wants to say hello. Sir, the Lord Guard feels that this news he wishes to impart would be best if told at his residence. Then he better start living here, because I will not jump through his hoops unless I deem the reason to be worth it. The youth looked around the tavern. There were a few souls around, but they were all engaged in their own conversations. None were paying attention to the old man and the guard. He leaned forward and lowered his voice. Sir, the Lord Guard needs you to know that there is a request for your services. Even unmoving, Caradhm felt his body go still. Give me more. Sir, the signal fires towards the north have been lit. At this time we have no confirmation, but protocol demands that a hunter be called to assist with making the guard ready. The fires have been lit? Yes, sir. Caradhm could feel something inside of him coming alive and roaring out. He did his best to keep from smiling, and as a result, the expression on his face twisted into a snarl. You're saying there is a dragon for me to kill? Sir, I think it is best if you come with me to Lord Guard's residence. Caradhm stood up. He felt lighter and stronger than he had in decades. Son, lead the fucking way.
That's all for this week. Thanks for listening. Deadly Troubadours is now available as an ebook from Smashwords.com, Amazon.com, and Apple's online store. If you want to know more about me, Brent Thomas, you can visit my website at DeadlyTroubadour.com. You can also like me on Facebook by searching for the page Deadly Troubadours. This podcast is available on iTunes, so if you have a moment, please rate and review the show. While you are there, why not check out my other podcasts, Comics League International and Living Japan. If you want to contact me, email me at deadlytroubadour@gmail.com or follow me on Twitter at deadtroubadour. Once again, thanks for listening. If you are enjoying the book, please share it with your friends. And please tune in next week for the continuing adventures of the Deadly Troubadours.